Beloved asked Annie and I to stand up, just the two of us. So we stand up. You know, we're not together. We're in different locations in the room, in the group, but we stand up. And then Beloved proceeds to speak about us, the two of us, as personas. And he says, so, you know, look at Annie. Now, of course, I'm paraphrasing because I'm only going by a memory of an incident, not anything direct in terms of the words. You can't quote me on the words. But anyway, so he tells us to stand up, and he looks at Annie and he looks at me up and down, so to speak, and throughout, inside and out. And he says, so Annie has, you know, we all know Annie and the kind of person that she is. And you know, some of you may not know, but she's had a very wonderful upbringing, what you would call, you know, a happy upbringing. You know, pretty much, you know, given whatever she's needed and loved and, you know, parented and supported. And she really hasn't had, you know, that many bad, terrible incidents in that upbringing. So in other words, a happy, loving childhood and so forth. And then he says to me, and then you look at Stefan, you know, and he literally has every justification known to mankind for having one of the worst upbringings and the worst childhoods, and just, you know, one incident after the other, just, you know, that's, and he says, and you think that these two are like opposites, that like they're opposite characters and they have opposite experiences from their upbringing. And yet, isn't it interesting that they both react to life the exact same way, identical, as if they are the same person. Their particular expression and reaction to life and conditional existence and the self-contraction and all that, you know, we both do it animated the same way.